Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Independence Baptist Church's weekly radio broadcast. Last week, Pastor Reynolds started a message titled, The Blade, the Ear, and the Full Corn. The message is out of Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29, where Jesus was sharing a parable with us. Now, this parable is not just about an individual spiritual growth, but it's actually about the kingdom of God. This morning, Pastor Reynolds will go ahead and read over Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29 one more time, and then he'll continue with the message about the blade, the ear, and the full corn.
Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29, and he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and arise day or night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. The essence of this parable is to reveal the mysterious workings of the kingdom of God in its slow but steady spiritual progress toward complete fulfillment. We may never understand exactly how all of the mysteries of the kingdom of God develop. We may never understand how everyday situations that we face today fit into the eternal kingdom of God, or exactly how we fit into all of that. But one thing we do know, it's coming. One thing we do know, the kingdom of God is in development, and we are a part of that. And we can understand all of that. It is just our part to see that what God is doing with us fits into the eternal plan of God. God has given to us this limited information about the kingdom of God so that we can have a small grasp of what will happen in eternity. Think about this. See, there's things here about the kingdom that when he talks about this, that is a mystery to us. Because you take a living seed, and this is what you do. If you plant corn, if you plant wheat, you take a living seed and you put it in the ground where that seed dies. You say, well, that's not making any progress toward fruit. But that's what happens. That seed dies, and from that seed, that's germination, that seed develops a root. And that little root goes out into the ground and begins to get nourishment from the ground. We can't see that. Maybe sometime you've planted seed in your garden and you haven't got a stand. And you're wondering, what's going on under there? And so you, out of curiosity, you go out into your garden, and you say, well, I planted those seeds right about here in this row. And so you take your hands, you start digging down in there real gently. What are you looking for? You're looking to find out if that seed's germinated or not. You ever done that? Yeah, I've done that. I've planted beans, I've planted corn. When I was working in the fields there in Illinois, and Gene Yockey, he always liked to plant his bean seeds about 4 or 5 inches deep. I mean, they were down there in the ground. Well, they would never even come up. That thing is buried too deep. Well, they would come up. He worked that ground just right, and it will come up. We've got in there, we've dug down in there, said, okay, well, they're germinating. It took them a long time, sometimes 2 weeks. But they did come up, and they had a good root way down deep then when they did produce the plant. But you dug into that, you say, well, this thing is growing. We don't know how it grows, but you see, that life came from death. So is the kingdom of God. That's what he's saying. But it doesn't stop there, because there at first there's just a little blade that comes up. And you know, different kinds of plants have different kinds of blades that come up. You can tell the difference between a bean and a corn. Sometimes at the very beginning, they look similar. But because you remember what you planted there, you know what it is, hopefully. But it doesn't stop there either, because it comes up as a blade, and then it produces, finally, an ear. And then, finally, it'll produce the crop. It'll produce the fruits that you're looking for. So this is really what he's talking about. And he's saying in this place, when he says in verse 26, so is the kingdom of God, he's talking about the time that it takes. That's another part of it that he's talking about. That it takes time. In order for an individual to grow into a mature Christian, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. We'd like to think sometimes that it does, but it doesn't happen that way. There's development. There's strength that's gained as time progresses. The same thing happens with a little baby. A little baby is born, and mothers and daddies, they carry those babies in their arms for how long? My, what a joy it is when they first take that first step. You know, that's a and the parents are there, they're down on the floor, and they got that little child, take that first step. You know, they want them to walk. Because that's progress. And they want that, they develop that. And the same thing is true. A saved person, whenever they're saved. It takes time for them to grow up and to be a full-grown Christian. Sometimes you can take a person that's just been saved and plunge them into an adult Christian role and they cannot take it. You know why? Because they haven't had time to grow up. And they're a novice. I mean, the Bible says that you should not put a man into the ministry that is a novice. That is someone that doesn't know the Bible. They don't understand leadership. They don't understand in their own home what to do. They're not qualified. They're a novice. It's what I was when I was ordained to the ministry. I was a novice. I didn't know it, but I was. Not a good thing. I learned on the job, not a good thing at all. But all of this development goes, and it happens not overnight, but it happens over a period of time, but before any of it begins, there's got to be a death to self. There's got to be, and this is what he's talking about, when that first little seed begins to appear. Jesus Christ, in these verses, mentioned three steps in the development of the kingdom of God, revealing in these three steps that God has been developing His kingdom for a long, long time, and it will continue. There is the blade, and then there is the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. Those are the steps that He mentions there. But remember that what he's talking about here is the kingdom of God. In our Wednesday night services, we have spoken at length about the development of the satanic kingdom that shall one day rule this world. And we have taken that satanic kingdom all the way back to the Garden of Eden. You can actually go back to the satanic fall in Isaiah chapter 14. Where that Satan said, I'm going to be like the Most High. And Satan has, for all of these years, developed his kingdom for a little short 3.5 year reign. But Jesus Christ's kingdom has also been developed down through the years in various degrees. We can look at this in a lot of different ways. We could say that the kingdom of God, of course, that's the rule and the reign of Christ when He exhibits His power and His authority and His strength in this world and in the world to come. The kingdom of God is God's leadership, His rulership is what it is. We can look at this blade and say, well, the blade will be the time before the nation of Israel. And then the corn, whenever the ear comes, that would be the time of the nation of Israel. And then the full corn is when the church is involved in that. And then when the harvest comes, when it's all ready, and all the people will be joined together into the kingdom of God, which is yet to come. And in its fulfillment. We've not seen all of that. We could say it kind of like that. But the thing that we need to understand about it is that there's so much of it that we do not understand how it even happens. Because it happens at the direction of God. It's God's kingdom. It's not mine. It's the Lord's kingdom. And He is the one that directs all of that. You think about this seed that is planted in the ground. And the Bible says here in this place, in verse 28, "For the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself." That's the way that it happens. In verse 27, He said, "The seed should spring and grow up, He knoweth not how." And that's exactly where we stand in the kingdom of God. There is so much of it that we simply do not understand how it happens and how that it develops. There's so much about the kingdom of God that we just simply don't get. Fact is, when we think about the fact of sin even coming into the world, why did God allow that? I would sure be a lot happier if I didn't have to mess with it. I mean, think how contented we could be. But God allowed it. I do not know why at all. I just trust God in it.
You know, there are things in this life that we don't understand, but we have to trust Christ even in those things. He is in control and His plan will be accomplished. We've been promised that. The devil will not and cannot win the battle against God. And as Pastor Reynolds' last comments and thoughts for today were, you know, why is sin in this world? You know, the answer was, we don't know, but we need to trust Christ even in that. You know, and that thought reminds me of one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, which states, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." You know, there's some things that we may not know. They may not be revealed to us until we get into eternity with God. But even though we may not be revealed everything, we know enough and God has revealed enough to us that we can serve Him and that we can follow Him. And we have to accept the fact that there may be some things we don't fully understand until we're spending an eternity with Him in heaven. Well, before our time is up today, we would like to take the opportunity to invite you to attend services with us today. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forest Hill, Missouri. Our morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. We will stay after services for a fellowship meal, and then we'll have some informal question and answer time. And then starting at 4 o'clock, we'll have a prayer meeting followed by worship services at 4:30. And you're also invited to attend our Wednesday night Bible study, which starts at 7 p.m. For more information about Independence Baptist Church and what we believe, you can log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. The website contains a lot of different resources, including tracts, articles, and even a lot of books out there. And all of those items are free to read online. You can also download them and print your own copy. That is completely free of charge. The only time there'd be a charge applied is if you need Independence Baptist Church to actually print and mail you a copy. That would be the one time there would be a charge involved. But outside of that, we consider the website part of the mission work and the ministry of the church, and it's being used to spread the gospel and to help people grow and to mature in the Lord. And so we want to get as much of that out there at your fingertips for free of charge as possible. So feel free to log in and download any of the information that is out there. If you have any questions, you can also leave us a message at 636-673-2180. And be sure and leave your name, contact information, and whatever your questions are, and we'll be sure and contact you back. Well, our time for today is gone, but we do want to remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about the blade, the ear, and the full corn.